So once upon a time, there were three puppies. And if you could imagine the absolute cutest puppies you could possibly imagine, these puppies were even cuter than those puppies. There was a brown one, there was a golden one, and there was a black one. And they were all brought to this farm on the exact same day. They were about to be the most amazing present ever. But so it was that there was also a cat living in that farmhouse, and the cat was unimpressed with the new animals that had come to live with her. And as soon as all the human people had gone away, the cat opened up the animal door and sort of ushered the puppies outside. And the cat was like, oh, no, it's fine outside. You'll be fine outside. And all the puppies went outside, and they were so excited to be outside when all of a sudden there was a screeching from above in the sky. And a hawk swooped down and grabbed the golden one and flew away with it. And the black puppy looked at the brown puppy, and they said, what are we going to do? The brown puppy said, I don't know. What are we going to do? We have to go get our friend the puppy. And so they started chasing after, and they could sort of see where the hawk had gone, basic direction. But pretty soon they were off into this huge field they had never been in before. And then off into this woods they had never been in before, but eventually they could follow the sound of the screeching. And it hadn't gone that far. And they were running and running as fast as they could. And then the black one looked around, and the brown puppy had stopped and was playing with this mushroom. And the puppy said, we have no time to sit and play with this mushroom. But the puppy was just so excited, and he had broken it open and was nuzzling around in it. And he said, have you seen how crazy this smells? And he said, we have to go get our friend, the other puppy. And so he was like, okay. And they started running next to each other. And then all of a sudden, he turned around and he realized he was alone, the front-running puppy. And sure enough, he turned around and again, the puppy was digging around in another mushroom. They had just sprouted up everywhere like sometimes happens in the forest. And he said, we have to go. Come on. We have no time for this. And so the puppy said, okay. All right, we gotta go save our friend. And turned around and ran after him, and the screeching got louder and louder, and then the screeching stopped. But the puppies had come to the edge of the river, and there was this tall, tall tree, and they could see the nest up top. And they saw their little friend, the golden puppy, kind of sticking his head out over the side of the nest. And he said, I don't know how I'm gonna get down. And they said, well, where's the hawk? And he said, well, the hawk put me up here. And then he said he wanted to go get some ketchup because he really loved the taste of puppies, but it was especially good with ketchup. So he's going to be back soon with his ketchup, and then I'm pretty sure he's going to eat me. And they said, well, you got to jump down. And the little golden puppy looked down, and he was like, I've been alive for like 9 weeks. This is way above my pay grade. I don't want to jump down. It's like 20 feet high. But on the other side of the tree, there was this murky, mucky, icky swamp. And the black puppy said, I'm pretty sure you could jump into the swamp and it wouldn't hurt you. And the golden puppy thought, it's going to be gross. But he did. He jumped out and he landed. Oh, and it was just disgusting. And the sun had been getting lower and lower in the sky. And he got up out of the mud. And the three of them sat there and they said, all right, we got to go. We got to get out of here before the hawk comes back. But they looked up and they were in the middle of the forest. In a place they had never been. They were in such a rush to catch up and get to the hawk, they hadn't paid attention to where they had gone. And they started to get very, very scared because really they were little, little puppies and they were kindled in their bravery for saving each other, but still they had no idea where they were or what to do. And they started kind of walking around a little bit, but then they thought, no, this isn't the right way. And they all went in three different directions and the sun had gotten further and further down and the moon had started to shine. And it gets very, very dark. When all of a sudden they looked at each other and the one puppy who had been playing in the mushrooms was glowing. And he said, what is this? And he was glowing all sorts of phosphorescent, beautiful, iridescent, crazy-looking colors. And the one puppy said, you're a genius! Those crazy mushrooms you were in, they must have been filled with some kind of spore. They said, perhaps you're dying, but I'm pretty sure we can find our way back. And they looked around, and sure enough, there was a trail. There was a trail that he had left from all his little striving. So they ran, and they heard the hawk coming back full of ketchup and other condiments. And so they ran as fast as they could down the trail, and it led them through the forest and back through the plains. And they saw the house off in the distance. They saw the cat just shaking her head on the porch. And they ran back in and they were safe. And the hawk had a horrible meal just of condiments. That's a lot of our work. So much of our lives is growing, is going out and then finding our way back. Sometimes missing the mark, forgetting who and how we want to be, and finding our way back to our truest selves, to our truest purpose. Amen.